Well, in a poor neighborhood of Hartford, Connecticut, students heading back to school were welcomed with cheers and high fives from 200 men who gathered at the door to encourage them. David DeRoche has the story from Here and Now contributor WNPR.
Brothers, I am introducing today Joseph going to the fifth grade. Let's give him some love. Yeah!
Three small children walk in front of Javier Maltino, as men on either side of him high-five the kids and wish them well on their first week at Martin Luther King Jr. School.
It is awesome. Oh, it was awesome. It was beautiful, man, to see all them fathers out there and everything. That's great.
What began as an idea last year on social media has now turned into a citywide movement aimed at motivating kids to learn by showing them role models who are men of color. Pastor A.J. Johnson is one of several men who has worked to get the word out about the event.
We have doctors, we have lawyers, we have politicians, we have judges, we have fast food workers, we have a little bit of everyone here. And we just want the community to know that we are here for them. Just because they go to a community school in a neighborhood that's always seen on different mass media sites as poor or bad, that there are positive people here to support them.
Some of the kids are a little shy. Others run up the line of men, smiling big and eagerly smacking hands with their role models, who are all dressed to the nines. One of them is Reverend Henry Brown. He founded Mothers United Against Violence and choked up as he talked about how important the gathering was to him.
It's a great thing, man. I'm so happy that we all could come out, particularly for the children, man, just to see the joy on their face, man, is touching, very touching. And I hope that this is only the beginning.
Pastor Johnson says it's especially important to support boys in eighth grade, who are often vulnerable to outside influences, both good and bad. In total, the welcoming men stopped by four Hartford schools during the first week back. Officials say this event helped build a strong foundation last year, and hope this year will do the same. For Here and Now, I'm David DeRoche in Hartford.